call it the Trump factor. Since the Access Hollywood hot mic video surfaced, Trump supporters at the highest levels have distanced themselves from the brash billionaire. Governor Rick Scott heads a Trump super PAC, but Scott insists he's been too busy managing disasters to join Trump on the campaign trail. Scott is widely believed to be considering a U.S. Senate run.
June, July, August, September, October. We've had Pulse, we've had two hurricanes, we have Zika, so it's been an active time.
U.S. Senator Marco Rubio is another Trump supporter and conspicuous no-show at Trump's Florida rallies. Rubio and Scott have political careers at stake, but rank-and-file supporters in Tallahassee say they're getting their yard signs vandalized or even having bumper stickers torn from their cars. When asked to talk on the record, some declined to give their full names or say where they work. 20-year-old Florida State University student Emily Gallant said she's been shunned on Facebook.
A lot of my friends will make posts like, if you support Donald Trump, please unfriend me on Facebook. And I keep my friends very close to me, and I would never ask them to unfriend me or lose a friendship just because of something that they believed in. I think that everyone can disagree and still be friends. But unfortunately, I feel like a lot of my friends can't do that.
Marianne Sabalik thinks Trump is the best choice to strengthen the military, so she felt a responsibility to attend his rally. Sabalik didn't mind giving her name, but wouldn't say where she works.
It hasn't cost me any friends, but I do keep it to myself because you're called names. And we just kind of let that go.
55-year-old disabled Air Force veteran Tony Super traveled from the Western Panhandle to a Tallahassee rally. He says he's lost more than 40 Facebook friends.
Just disagreeing with my comments or my viewpoints, and you know, that's fine with me. You know, I'm one to speak my mind and my viewpoint, and if people are living in a fantasy world or something and don't see the truth that's out there, then so be it.
Most of the Trump supporters say the healthy turnout in Tallahassee gives them hope that the polls, like the pundits who wrote Trump off from the beginning, are wrong. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.